an exhibition that challenges the role of artificial intelligence and how we communicate complex histories. Christopher Calendron's Thomas first solo exhibition, Safe Zone, is open now at Woolloomooloo's Art Space. This exhibition uses artificial intelligence among with other mediums to express the role of media in Western imperialism and individualism. Joining me now in studio, we have the exhibition curator, Katie Dyer. Welcome, Katie.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Thank you for coming in. Can you give us a rundown on what the overall narrative of this new exhibition, Safe Zone, is?
Definitely. So the artist, Christopher Calendron Thomas, he's an artist of Elam Tamil descent. And that's actually quite an important kind of distinction that he makes. His family had been living in what is known as Tamil Elam, which was a kind of autonomous region, self-governed region in what is now known as Sri Lanka. It was a kind of independence movement because of the kind of persecution, I guess, that the Tamil people were feeling. And that is sort of foundational in terms of this body of work. He's mm-hmm. looking at the experience of his family having to leave that region, but also making connections with, in our minds, I suppose you could make a generalization to say, so many people know about the devastating kind of brutal attacks of 9/11 when the United States was attacked and the Twin Towers in New York fell. He's sort of looking at the story, or I guess the broadcast histories and the images of that time, which are sort of so overly familiar with us, to us, and then the lack of information and documentation and a sense of broader awareness of the kind of brutal civil war that sort of led to the end of that independence movement. And so he's working with broadcast media, old television footage from that era, the sort of the moments before the 9/11 attacks. He's working with painting, but underpinning all of it are AI technologies that drive image making.
Wow, this sounds incredible. And Safe Zone uses a range of work by Christopher that integrates issues of, as you've sort of touched on, Western individualism and imperialism. Is there any sort of insight why these topics are specifically important for Christopher himself?
I think he's someone who grew up across cultures. He actually was raised, I guess, in London, but he has his homelands and his family's cultural and ethnic history is Tamil, and he is both trained in a sort of Western art history or contemporary art language, but is also looking to, I guess, other traditions and other histories that relate to a kind of non-Western canon or non-Western paradigm. And so I guess what he's trying to say is that, well, I mean, he's looking at many things in a complex way. He's fascinated by technologies that drive the potential of art making. So he's not really interested in AI aesthetics or AI as the thing itself, but the way that it can generate new modes, new forms, possibly fill in missing information, create new symbols and forms, things that are missing or there's an absence of those. So he's looking at that through the medium of television, which I guess traditionally has been known as this idea of soft power, things like the West, particularly America, used to kind of disseminate their culture in a kind of global sense. But also in terms of the painting styles, which are actually quite linked to sort of Western modernism. Not a simple answer, but this is all these complex ideas that he's interweaving. And that's what I guess we love about artists is the way they can think through form.
Absolutely. And Peace Corps Sphere is a video work that's at the centre of this exhibition. Can you tell us what this work entails?
Yes, it is absolutely mesmerising. So I hope people will feel inspired to go and see it. It's made up of 26 screens. It's created in a large sort of sphere, literally an orb. The orb rotates around in the gallery, and there are about 24,000 clips of American television from the sort of 10 minutes or so before the news, I guess, began to come out that the attack was beginning to happen in the US. And particularly, we're all very familiar with the New York ones, but there was also happening, I believe, in Washington and Pennsylvania. So what you're seeing as an audience member is you come in and there's this kind of constant collage. It's an indefinite or infinite duration because it's not looped. It's an AI algorithm constantly reformatting and restaging, like these kind of clippings across, yeah, these 26 screens. There's a soundtrack that's both soundtrack from the original footage, but also a kind of musical overlay. And some of the things, Christopher, he's sort of deep in this kind of technical current era, and he's been looking at Core, which some of your listeners might be familiar with. And so he's trying to sort of blend together this old form of TV and the single screen idea with this current era of multi-screen, change, flickering, moving, that kind of dopamine hit where nothing really stays in any one moment for terribly long.
And this work, as you were saying, uses artificial intelligence or AI. There are also 12 paintings generated by a neural network trained on prominent Sri Lankan artists. I would love to know more about what place AI and machine learning sort of have in art, in your opinion.
Well, I think looking at Safe Zone in particular is a really fascinating place to start, because I think what Christopher is saying is art has always embraced new tools and technologies. So is that the printing press? Is it even oil painting? Because we didn't always have oil paintings. Is it photography, the medium of photography? So it's less about the medium itself, and it's more about the kind of creative artistic intersection with what that can do in terms of creating new, as I say, new forms, new images, bringing together information in a new kind of symbolic way. So I guess for me, I think that, you know, there's so many questions around AI and its biases and what its learning models are, and there's a lot to sort of unpack around that. But when you're working with really, I guess, sophisticated thinking like Christopher Calendron's doing, you can see where AI actually results in like substantial objects and things that are really captivating.
Yeah, absolutely. This exhibition sounds wonderful. Where can people head to buy their tickets for this exhibition?
Oh, well, the good news is it's free, so you don't need tickets. ArtSpace is in Woolloomooloo on Cowper Wharf, so right down on the foreshore in Woolloomooloo, as I say. And also there's some really fascinating public programs that are going on in relation to the project, so people can have a look at that.
Absolutely wonderful that it's free as well. That was ArtSpace's Katie Dyer on Christopher Calendron Thomas' first solo exhibition, Safe Zone. You can catch the exhibition, as said, at ArtSpace Woolloomooloo from now until February next year. For more information, you can head to ArtSpace's website or 2SER.com after the show today. Katie, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.